95.5 KLOS, Breakfast with the Beatles, George Harrison, along with buddy Eric Clapton, while my guitar gently weeps for your Sunday morning, and someone who knows both those cats pretty well, we'd like to welcome Patty Boyd. Patty Boyd. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Chris.
Thanks for getting up early on a Sunday morning. I know it's tough, you know? It's tough for me, anyway.
Yeah, it is tough. Sunday.
What time you normally get up on a Sunday? Be honest, Patty.
Okay, about 10 o'clock.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. So what's happening? You have a new photo exhibit going down at the Sunset Marquee here in West Hollywood. Is this, I know you had one previous, is this a new batch of photos?
It's not completely new. Some of the photographs have been seen before, but I recently discovered some new ones, and so they are added to it, to the exhibition, and it looks really great.
Where do you find new pictures, like, after all these years, you know, like, they, in the closet, under the bed, where do you come up with them?
Yeah, like most people, I'm pretty sort of scattered, and there's still boxes and big books that I haven't really completely gone through. And when I do have time to do that, yeah, I normally find one that I think maybe could work. And so there are probably about four new ones that I discovered.
Who's the most photogenic of all of your subjects over the years? You definitely have some classic characters like Ronnie Wood and, of course, you know, George Harrison and Eric Clapton. But who do you find to be really photogenic when you look at your pictures and say, everyone looks great of this person? Who would that be?
Difficult to say.
They're listening now, so...
I don't know. George is pretty good to photograph. He's really easy to photograph. I would say George, but Ringo's quite good as well, because he's so animated,
right?
And I think he likes being.
He's got great eyes.
He has great eyes, yeah.
And how far back did you start taking pictures? You weren't taking them on a Hard Day's Night set, were you? Because those would be some good ones. We'd like to see.
Yeah,
those.
No, I didn't take. I didn't really start till. Well, I did. I had a camera then, but I wasn't really brave enough to bring it out in public, as it were, you know.
Speaking of cameras, now, over the years, I mean, are you a camera buff, or do you just use what's laying around? Like, if you had a Polaroid camera in the 70s, you use that. I mean, are you into cameras, per se?
My God, I had a dream last night. Somebody gave me a Hasselblad.
You have strange dreams, Patty.
No, these are the dreams I love. I started off with a Pentax, then I had a Nikon, and I loved Polaroids when they came out. They were just so magical.
Yeah.
I took the first one when I went to Africa, went back to East Africa, and I photographed some sort of natives, and as the photograph sort of slid out of the box, I waved my hand over it and I gave it to them. I said, "This white man's magic."
And what did they say?
Jumped back. They couldn't believe it.
So, Patty, you know, you're known as, you know, the all-time great rock and roll muse. All these great songs have been written about you over the years. What do you think attracted these guys to you? Was it your cooking? I mean, what was it? I mean, what do you think it was? I heard you are a good cook. That's why I asked that.
Well, sweet of you to say that. Chris, I don't know. How would I know?
You wouldn't, right?
No.
Engineer Mark, what do you think it was? I just want to put him on the spot. I just like to just, in the middle of interviews, ask Mark a question.
He goes, was totally taken aback.
Hold on, I was...
Good looks and blonde hair.
There you go, see? He's an honest engineer Mark. Who played guitar more, like, around the house? George Harrison or Eric Clapton? I'm just picturing these
Eric,
guys.
Eric.
Always had a guitar in his
always.
Hand?
Always. Yeah.
And when you listen back to these songs over the years, do you remember when they wrote them? Like, you hear them, they ended up on records, you know, 2 years later. But certain songs, like, do you remember them actually composing the actual song?
Yeah, I do.
Any in particular clear. That you can remember just sitting on the, you know, chair, acoustic guitar out, pad and pencil, I mean?
Well, you see, I can't really remember it in that format, because how they would work on songs would be they'd keep playing guitar, and then come across a melody and then write the lyrics to that melody. So right. Not being a musician myself, I couldn't really understand what was going on until they'd finished it and put the lyrics to the music.
We're going to play one right now. I believe this is the very first song George Harrison wrote about you, Patty Boyd, from the Help album called I Need You. And then we'll talk more with Patty. And maybe you'll take a call from a listener, maybe?
Okay.
All right. Nothing like a little Beatles for your Sunday morning. I Need You, written about Patty Boyd, who just happens to be sitting across from me. Patty, thanks again for coming down on a Sunday morning.
God, I love that track.
Isn't it good?
Yes.
Did you ever get to go to Beatles sessions? I know they, you know, probably had some rules back then because you were in the early days. But I mean, did you ever get to go watch the whole band record?
I did on a couple of occasions when I was invited to sing with them. You know, not just me, I might add.
Right.
Cynthia and Jane and whoever was around, you know.
What was it like at EMI? It's kind of sterile, right? I mean, it's not the way recording studios are now where you go in and they got the candles lit and it's all vibe. I mean, it was very clinic.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been into a studio for years.
Really?
So I imagine that they remain the same, but clearly not. You must know better.
Well, just EMI, you know, it always had the reputation for having guys with, like, you know, white suits and ties. It was very, you know, very straight, you know.
Very straight, very sort of conservative.
And the Beatles changed that towards the end, you know. They made the place a little bit more of their own. Speaking of the later day Beatles, you were always associated with one Beatles song. I don't even know if you're aware of this, but in every Beatle book, when they talk about the White Album, they talk about this song, Wild Honey Pie, which is this little short nothing of a song. And there's always a quote from Paul McCartney that said, you know, we were going to take that song off the album, but the fact that Patty Boyd liked it so much, we kept it on the album. And I just wanted to know what was up with that. How did they know you liked it? Did you tell them? Or?
Yes. Paul must have played it to me. And or played quite a few. And
because that's all Paul on that one. There's no other Beatles on it. Yeah.
Oh, everyone's decided that they should leave this one off. And I said, oh, no, I love it.
So you had some pull there. That's pretty impressive, you know, that you wanted to keep a song on an album. Just, you know, Patty Boyd's seal of approval kept it on the album.
That's so funny, isn't it?
Let's listen to it together,
all right.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Go. There you go, one of Patty Boyd's favorite Beatles songs.
Oh, it's just because it's so mad, really, isn't it?
It is mad.
Yeah.
So, you want to check out Patty's photos, you got to go to the Sunset Marquee. Right when you walk in the lobby, you go to the right across from the bar. Tell everybody what they can see when they go. Just some of the photos that stick out in your mind that are there now.
Well, there's one in particular that has been around for a while. I've exhibited it for a while now, and that is of George and me. What I did is I put a camera on a tripod, and the two of us stood in front of these beautiful roses that had finally come into bloom. And I said, oh, George, just come and stand near me. And I've set up the camera. And clearly, it was too long for him to wait because he's looking in another direction.
He got bored quickly.
So I still love that one very much.
Where was that taken?
That was taken in a house, in the garden of a house we had in Esher.
Is that the one he was painting on?
Yes, we painted on the walls, yeah.
And then the move was to Friar Park after that?
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us about that. When you first got there, it wasn't really ready to live, right? I mean, it was...
No, we took it over from... There were six nuns living in one half of the house and a priest living in the other
half. In the other half of the house.
Yes.
Interesting. And...
It had been a sort of nunnery for a while. Previously, it was a girls' boarding school. And before that, it was built by somebody called Sir Frank Crisp.
Right, who he wrote a song about, right?
Yeah, and he must have been a really, truly eccentric man who travelled around the world and brought back wonderful reminiscences that he saw. For example, in one of the caves, we had caves underground.
Just the fact that there's caves underground
is
mind-blowing.
And you'd go by boat from the lake and go under the caves, and then you'd emerge into this amazing cave that was blue. And he'd been to the island of Capri, where there are the very famous blue caves of Capri, and he wanted to replicate it. And he put blue glass on top of the earth, and the sunlight reflected into the caves, making the whole thing very mysteriously blue.
And it's a big piece of property, right? I mean,
I'd say it's probably about 20 acres.
And George really got into gardening, right?
When he loved it, yes.
And he really loved gardening, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he would be out there in the nighttime.
Tending his little flowers and plants.
Sometimes we think back at that point, you know, circa 1970, after the Beatles have had this whirlwind decade of, you know, being the biggest entertainers of the world. And, you know, when I read your book and a few others, here you are with George and you guys are like, you know, basically in sleeping bags because there's no real heat in the place. And you're, you know, and Paul McCartney, he's in a barn in Scotland somewhere with no, you know, warm water. And here are these millionaire rock stars and they're sleeping. It's really interesting. You know?
Well, the thing is, I think, Chris, at the time, they all went into kind of panic mode.
Yeah.
Thinking that, you know, as the Beatles had split up, maybe they owed lots of money here, there and everywhere, and they might not make any more money. So, you know, they weren't really lying in sleeping bags, freezing cold, thinking that they were millionaires.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
You know, yeah. It was just a transitional period that where finances were sort of up in the air. Nobody really knew.
Plus, they like to get away from, I think they, you know, being in the public eye and being so popular the way they were, you know, to be on a farm in Scotland somewhere was just perfect for them at the time. And being in a big cold castle was really cool for George. You know, everybody but Ringo. I don't think Ringo would have slept on the floor with
that. Ringo's not that kind
of water.
Guy.
No, he's going to Monte Carlo, Ringo.
Exactly.
Let's play another song written about Miss Patty Boyd. She was Mrs. Patty Boyd at the time. For You Blue, 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. KLOS is our telephone number. Operators are standing by. This is to win a pair of tickets to the Grammy Museum to check out Ringo's Peace and Love exhibit. It's going to be a Patty Boyd related quiz question. Is that okay with you, Patty? Do we have your permission?
Yeah, that's
to
fine.
Use your name in this quiz question?
Yes.
All right. Patty Boyd got to say one word in the film A Hard Day's Night. What was that word? Don't say it, Patty.
It's a quiz
question. You can say it after we have a winner. 800-955-KLOS. If you think you know what word Patty Boyd said in a film A Hard Day's Night, you give us a ring. 800-955-KLOS. We'll be back with that answer and more with Patty Boyd. Stick around.
Breakfast with the Beatles.
I'm always getting winked at these days. Used to be you, didn't it, Paul?
On 95.5 KLOS.
Take it, Chris.
We are back hanging with Patty Boyd, who's got a photo exhibit at the Sunset Marquee Hotel in West Hollywood. Patty, do you know how long your exhibit's going to be there?
Yeah, I think it's to the end of next week.
To the end of next week.
Yeah.
So if you're in town, if you're in the area, go check it out. It is great. I love the photo of Ronnie Wood and Eric Clapton.
That's fun.
Ronnie's wearing that red shirt. Do you think they had a cocktail that evening? just wondering.
You can guess.
We had a quiz question before we broke, and we do have a winner, I believe, on line four. Who's on line four?
This is Beatlelet Sharon.
Hi, Beatlelet Sharon. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Patty Boyd.
Hi, Patty. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Hello to you. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm fine today.
Good.
So we had a quiz question about Patty's one word spoken line. You can call it a line. In A Hard Day's Night, what was that one magical word uttered by Patty Boyd?
Prisoners?
Prisoners! You even put the exclamation point at the end. Right, let's hear that, Engineer Mark.
Excuse me, but these young men I'm sitting with wondered if two of us could come over and join you. I'd ask you myself, only I'm shy.
I'm sorry, miss. You mustn't fraternize with me, prisoners.
Prisoners?
Convict in transit. Tippy low lads, the lot of them. Get out, ladies! Get out while you can!
Patty Boyd, ladies and gentlemen.
What a mad script that was.
It was. Could you just say prisoners for us real quick?
Prisoners?
Excellent. All right. Well, congratulations, Sharon. You are going to the Grammy Museum to check out Ringo's Peace and Love exhibit. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No, I have. I'm so excited to go. I'm just so excited. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God,
see
thank
that?
You.
Another satisfied listener, Patty. How
love
about
it,
that?
Love it.
You want to take one question? Let's just randomly go to line one, Mark, and let's just hope it's not about something she doesn't want to talk about. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Irvine.
I like your name. I hope I like your question. Well, Patty's. Hope Patty likes your question. Well, say hi to Patty. Wait, say hi. Chris, first say hi to Patty.
Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Hey, I, you know, two of Eric and George, obviously, two of the greatest musicians the world has ever known. Definitely don't want to ask you who you think is better, but who do you personally listen to these days, maybe when you just around the house? Do you tend to listen to Eric records or George's more?
Very funny, Chris. I don't know. It just depends. Depends on the song. Depends on my mood. And not particularly either one or the other.
Okay. I like the way I do it. I listen to them both all the time.
Oh, do you? Good.
Oh, yeah. I just had the concert for George on, and I think that was one of Eric's finest moments.
Yes, it was fantastic. Really fantastic. I agree with you.
Well, there you go, Chris. Thanks for the question.
Take care.
Bye. Did either of them do housework? Vacuuming, dishes, laundry? George, Eric, either?
No, Eric used
domestic.
To like all, he used to like all the different machines I have, like blenders, etc. And he'd like to turn them all on at the same time, try and turn them into another musical instrument.
Is that right? I like
yes.
that. Very interesting. Patty, I know you got to go because you're going back over the pond, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so, so much for joining us here on Breakfast with the Beatles. Again, the photo exhibit is going down at the Sunset Marquee in West Hollywood. See some of Patty's work over the years, from the Beatles to through the 70s and 80s. It's a wonderful exhibit, Patty. Thank you for bringing it to us.
Thank you, Chris. It's been fun being here today.
We're going to play a song from All Things Must Pass called Isn't It a Pity, which I believe may have been somewhat about you. And we're playing it because you're leaving, because it is a pity that Patty Boyd is leaving the studios.
Oh.
95.5 KLOS.